Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. Fly away. Yeah.
Want to get away?
If you are in the mood to travel,
you'll find out if there are any special deals that you might be able to take advantage of. Long-term, there are some deals, but there always are deals long-term, depending on how far out you look. Travel, and not just air travel, but other things that are of interest and import. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guide, with us up next here.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This left winger ranks in the top 10 all-time in playoff goals. And since his vicious cheap shot on Chris Draper, he's known as one of the most hated NHL players of all time.
Penalty is going to be called. You again, I think.
Hit him right from behind and jammed him right into the board. And it was a rotten shot right from behind.
So where is Claude Lemieux now? Claude popped up on TV in 2007, appearing in the second season of the Spike TV show Pros vs. Joes. Claude competed on the CBC television figure skating show Battle of the Blades, even singing on the track he skated to. Hard to believe that's the same guy who used to put people in the hospital. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Can small businesses compete with large companies?
An article on the Harvard Business Blog said small is the new big, sustainable is the new growth, and trust is the new competitive advantage.
People do business with people. Not companies, not organizations, not institutions.
It's hard for large companies to create a culture of trust. It's much easier for small businesses.
If you think about it, we're back where we started. In days gone by, we did business with people we knew.
If you're in business or plan to start one, capitalize on this trend by super serving your customers.
Build trust and you'll build your business. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
55 past the hour, time for a travel overview from Pauline Frommer. Frommer's travel guides are located at Frommers.com and all over the place. I see, Pauline, all of these two-for-one cruise sales, various cruise lines offering special prices.
Well, we're entering a slower season. Hurricane season is September and October, so that's over. But the months of January and early February tend to be pretty darn slow because everybody's, you know, traveled for the holidays. Yeah. So that's when people, you know, want to be traveling. So, yeah, two-for-one cruise deals are great, and they're also in specific regions. A lot of people are nervous about going to the Mediterranean, so if you've ever wanted to do a river cruise, you're going to find a lot of those types of deals for that region. Alaska, not so much. Alaska is booming in popularity. We're also seeing an uptick in people who are doing cruises from those drive-to ports, so you're not going to see as many good deals from, say, Miami or Galveston or L.A., the ports you can drive to. But if you have to fly there, you know, like San Juan, Puerto Rico, where the prices just to get to the start of the cruise are higher by plane, often cruise lines will offset that with a two-for-one deal. So crunch all the numbers first. What may look like a great deal at first may not be when you factor in the airfare. You know, if you're driving, know that that highway fatalities have gone up 10% in the last year because of distracted driving, and we know that they go up even higher during the holidays because you have so many people in their cars not knowing where they're going. So be alert and try and drive when other people aren't, which is usually during mealtimes. That's a way to get around the bad holiday traffic. At the airports, yeah, show up early, but I think the TSA has got it under control. Mm-hmm. In Chicago, and I've not heard if you've heard about this, they now have automated lines. So they're using basically robots to refill the bins and to push the bins through. They've got cameras cameras who are tracking everything that's going through. So it's a brave new world. I think the security lines are going to get better pretty soon, and have in Chicago.
I came through Heathrow a couple of weeks ago. I was interested in how much stuff had been automated there, as an example. You're pretty, yeah, they're thorough but quick. Hi, Pauline. Thank you for the update. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide, 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.